and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. The prophet Isaiah is giving us here a clear prophetic picture of the Messiah. This particular passageway, if you remember the story of the Ethiopian eunuch, he was standing by his chariot, and he was reading right around, the Bible says, around the seventh verse in that area, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Philip and told him to go speak to him and witness to him. And that eunuch is like all of us. We're seekers. He had gone to worship already. What was he worshiping? He didn't even know, because there's a place inside of us that only Jesus can fulfill inside of us. Just imagine what we just read. They're talking about so many years ahead, this Messiah that's to come, that was going to be bruised and beaten. But then it said that the Lord, what it said, was pleased to bruise him. Why? Because we serve a God who has a mighty love. I'm not talking about a little love. I'm talking about a mighty love. True love from God is hard for us to understand because it's a sacrificial type of love. Many of us watch the Passion, the movie The Passion, and all I could think of, what struck me so hard was, if I was his mother, I couldn't have took it. I would have just died right there. Because my child was being tortured and abused. But once I left there and I couldn't talk and couldn't anything, I thought about what a mighty love. Jesus actually is our ultimate example of love. And he even said himself, if you see me, you've seen the Father. So when we saw him, we were seeing God. And we were seeing love. I want us to go together to 1 John, verse 4. Now I know you all may say, why is she reading so much? But I'm reading because I really want you to hear this. Because it's power in speaking the word. Beloved, let us love one another, for God is of love. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is what? He is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells within us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Can we testify to that? Amen. And whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we've known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Wow. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So when you fear, you just need to focus on God. Focus on love.